Oh, hello everyone. Welcome to Church Cloth Ministry Podcast. It's your host again, Jemima. How are you doing? Happy New Month. Welcome to the second quarter of 2024. So today we are going to be talking about a very common emotion that is unhealthy, even as believers, as individuals. As long as you have breath in your nose, this should not be found or named among you. So I was going through my Bible, Mark 4:18-19, and it talks about the seed cast in the weed represents the one who hears the kingdom but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. And here's what the Bible said. It said the stress strangles what they've heard and nothing comes out of it. All of this starts with what? Worrying. The Bible asks us a question that who by worrying can add a cubit to his height. Like, can you say worrying over an issue has given me these results? What can you say about worrying? So I would give you three basic things worry does to you. Number one, worry makes you exhausted. When you worry about something outside your control, you're like, oh, what will I do? And worrying is not even praying. That's even the saddest part of the whole conversation. Number two, worrying shifts you from focusing on God to focusing on the problem. Usually, problems should pull us closer to God. Problems should allow us, you know, resort to God first, but no, worry is going to allow you trust in your inability to get it done. Worry is like, what can I do? Not, oh, what can we do, me and you, Holy Spirit? What can me and God do? What can it shifts you to I, and excluding you from being co-creator with God. And during that period of exclusion, it's more like, I can do it, when you know you cannot. Number three, which is the last and final point, worrying strangles what you've heard and nothing comes out of it. That's what the Bible says. That even if you've heard the word of God, when you start worrying over things, you become overwhelmed about things you have to do, things you want to get, places you have to visit. You place limitation and it strangles what you've heard. So worry actually kill good things we've heard about. So here's what to do when you perceive that you are getting worried. Number one, have a conversation with God. God, this thing is outside my control. What can we do? How do I take it up from here? Number two, say a prayer about it. After having that conversation, okay, what can we do? Conversational type of prayer. Now, pray. Intentionally pray. And the last thing I would advise you do is to actually meditate on the word of God. The word of God have answers. The word of God have answers. You can meditate, be calm, be still. And God will give you a scripture. God will tell you a word. God will give you instruction on how to navigate this season. I know it's the second quarter, but there is a book written about you. There's a script God is writing with your life. And if worry takes you out of that partnership with God, you would not have an idea of what the next line is going to be. So here's what prayer does. So I want you to track your thoughts. Know when you are thinking, know when you are worrying, know when you are praying. Worry is a subtle spirit. So immediately it comes, you know what to do. I wish you the very best of the month. And I pray that the spirit of worry would not cripple the things God has laid in your heart to do. The spirit of worry would not allow you doubt in your own ability with God to actually birth creative things on earth. And I pray for you that instead of worrying, you will speak to Jesus. Instead of worrying, you will have a conversation with God. Instead of worrying, you would break through. In Jesus' name, have the very best of the month. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you've not followed us on our social media platform, now is the right time to do so. On Facebook, it's Church Cloth Ministry. On Instagram, it is Church Cloth Ministry.